You may have heard a federal judge in Texas hit the pause button yesterday on President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The programs would give temporary legal status to millions of undocumented immigrants, including about 100,000 people in Washington state. The Obama administration has vowed to fight the challenges in court and in Congress. KUOW's Liz Jones has our story this morning about two Seattle children who are eager for this limbo to end. They're best friends who learned at a young age about terms like deportation and immigration status and why some secrets are important to keep.
A black dog named Princess tears across the front yard. Two boys are playing Toro with her. They hold up some cardboard, like a red cape, and Princess charges toward it. These bullfighters are Ronan and Jorge. They met a few years ago when Jorge's family moved in across the street from Ronan.
I remember that like one day, like for weeks, my mom had been saying, come on, let's just go see what he's like. And then one day we went over and that's when we became friends.
I kind of remember that he came to my house. And I think I was hiding behind my dad because I think I was kind of nervous.
The dog dead.
Now these two boys are best friends, despite their age difference. Ronan is 9 and Jorge is 13.
First time for a lot of us,
yeah. Ronan's mom and Jorge's parents chat on the sidewalk. They've come to view these two boys like brothers. They go on family outings together. And the boys are in and out of each other's homes constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Later, at Ronan's house, his mom fixes a snack. We settle in at the table, Ronan's mom, the two boys, and me. We make a little small talk.
So, Ronan, do you speak any Spanish at all?
Hola.
The boys are giggly, but the mood soon shifts as I ask about the conversation here at this table 3 years ago. Jorge had stayed over for dinner, then ended up sharing a secret about his family's immigration status. Jorge is not his real name, by the way.
What I remember...
This is Ronan's mom, Kristen Joy.
You were talking about when your grandmother died?
Mm-hmm. She passed, and then I saw my mom crying.
And you said that your family wasn't able to go back to Mexico?
Yeah.
Before she died, and you said because we don't have papers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's what I remember was the first time that you said that to us out loud. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I just remember him saying that he didn't have papers and that we couldn't tell anybody.
The weight of Jorge's secret landed on them all. His family had illegally crossed the border from Mexico about 10 years ago. Jorge's younger sister was born here, so she's a U.S. citizen. But the rest of the family, they don't have permission to be here. It was a big deal, and Kristen wanted these kids to grasp that.
And that there were... there was danger and there were consequences if we all didn't keep this secret.
Consequences like Jorge's parents could lose their jobs or the family could be deported. That was a tough concept for Ronan, who was 6 at the time. But he's a few years older now, and the idea of undocumented has gotten a bit clearer.
It means that they don't have papers or they don't think they have a passport, so they can't go outside their country.
And over the years, Jorge's come to a pretty good idea of what it'd feel like to be on the other side of that.
Relief, so I don't have to keep it secret anymore. And then I'll feel happy as well, because then I could travel with my family.
Before that night, Kristen viewed Jorge's immigration status as none of her business, but she had suspected the truth. She turns to him and explains why.
You used to have a lot of fear whenever a police car would go by or you'd hear sirens.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of one tip for me.
Jorge nods at her. He remembers that fear. I ask Ronan what he thinks it means for his friend's life to be undocumented.
They're probably really nervous all the time because someone could just come by and then tell him to go back to Mexico. But his sister might have to stay here.
Across the table, Jorge is fidgeting with a cloth napkin. As we've talked, he's growing quieter. He says he wants to have this conversation because he wants people to understand what it's like for him, even though it's a reality he tries to ignore.
I'm not usually think about it, should not remember, should not make me sad.
He chokes up. His hands keep twisting away at the napkin.
I'm sorry, sweetie. We can take a break here.
Okay.
Kristen gets emotional, too.
It makes all of us sad.
Should I break out the cookies? Yeah, okay.
Kristen brings out some cookies, and Ronan starts clowning around. In a moment, all is back to normal, and the kids lead me out to their treehouse.
Yeah, Ronan, so together you guys have 15 minutes, okay? 15 minutes of playtime.
The situation could change soon for Jorge's family. They're among the 4 million or so immigrants eligible for a program President Obama announced in November. It would give parents of U.S.-born children temporary permission to stay here. The program was due to start in May, but it currently faces a multi-state federal lawsuit. Those states argue the program would encourage more unauthorized immigration and strain public services like health clinics and schools.
Which one? This one?
Outside in the yard, Jorge points toward a hammock.
The hammock.
It's the scene of a legendary accident.
But I was like closest to this side.
And then we swung too fast and too hard that the hammock fell and the stick popped out.
Ronan banged his face on the hammock pole. His chin was a bloody mess.
There's a lot of blood on the teeth.
While Ronan screamed, Jorge stayed at his side.
He started crying and then I was holding him, his hand, so he wouldn't be scared.
They helped each other through that terrible moment. And the small scar on Ronan's face will always mark that time, that childhood memory, and the friendship between these two boys. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.